come to order. Let the record show that Senator Brody, Senator Ziegler, Senator Mulcahy is here. Senator Kelly did have a free conference coming up in about a half an hour, and that's where he was headed for. We have before us SB 560, 556, HB 729, and SJR 68. I would like to state to the committee the obvious that we're dealing with a bill that has to do with banking, and of course I have a banking background, so that there may be some that say some conflict of interest, but I don't see it myself. But,
I think you should disqualify yourself.
Should I disqualify myself? We have before us, and have you got the list for testimony there? Senate Bill 556. We have Mr. Hall. Do you want to come forward to testify?
Thank you, Senator. My name is Richard Hall, Senior Vice President of National Bank of Alaska in Anchorage. We're here on behalf of the three banks in Alaska that offer bank credit cards. First National Bank of Anchorage, National Bank of Alaska, and Alaska National Bank of the North. We offer the Visa, and First National offers MasterCard, and Alaska National Bank of the North offers both. We are a member of Visa International. There are over 90 million cards outstanding. The consumer uses these cards to access checking account, savings account, investments, and line of credit. Cards may be used to make purchases at 3 million merchants located throughout 130 countries and to obtain cash at more than 60,000 banking offices. I believe you have before you the numbers that we have in Alaska. The credit card business is a big business in Alaska for the consumer. It's especially important for the merchant, where the merchant has used it to increase volume and to do away with his accounts receivable financing. We feel we need the bill at this time to gain relief. The first portion of the bill deals with the fee that would be imposed upon the issuance of a credit card. At the present time, the law is unclear on that, and we feel the clarification is necessary that we can proceed to charge a fee upon reissuing the cards. Traditionally, the fees have been $10 to $20 throughout the nation. Most banks throughout the country are now starting to charge fees. Second portion deals with the interest rate that we're able to receive. Current law allows 18% on the first $1,000 and 12% above. We're asking that the portion above $1,000 be tied to the state usury law, which is no more than 5 points above the Federal Reserve discount rate. Current rate there would be an 18%. Last month it would have been 17%. We feel that the public has accepted the card and wants the card to continue. With the president's anti-inflationary program being implemented, any expansion in our base will require an additional 15% deposit at Fed at zero interest, again increasing our costs. Our average return at our bank, for instance, is around 13.2%, and our average cost of funds is about 17%. And we frankly feel that we cannot continue operating the program the way we have been with that huge of a deficit. Answer any questions, Mr. Chairman, that you or members may have?
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Thank you. Let's see. We've got somebody from the Division of Banking. I'm not sure I can pronounce the last name.
Breck.
Breck. How do you pronounce that?
Brett.
Brett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Julius Brecht. I'm the Director of the Division of Banking and Securities within the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. I'd first like to thank you for the opportunity to appear before the committee to offer testimony on this bill. My general comment on the bill is that, first of all, I'm not opposed to the provisions of the bill. Based on what Mr. Hall said, and I assume that what he said follows true for First National of Anchorage and for Bank of the North. That is, that they all have or can substantiate the need for a relief on the interest rate in this particular statute. I do have one observation, and that is, as far as the having the upper tier tied to the usury statute, that has one advantage, and that is hopefully the Fed discount rate will go down some time in the future. And as it goes down, that interest that can be charged, maximum interest that can be charged in amounts over $1,000 will also go down. It may even go down below 12% if the Federal Reserve were to change its policy of constantly increasing the discount rate. The only observation as far as the text is concerned that I have is that when I read this over, it said in section one, it says the bank may charge a fee for the issuance of a credit card. And I stopped for a minute and I wondered whether that included the reissuance of the card. Because my understanding is what's being asked for here is the ability to charge some fee initially to set up the card account and then have an annual fee thereafter. If that's the case, I wonder if the word for the may charge a fee for the issuance and reissuance should be inserted. I have no further comments, so if you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
And intent of this, of course, was to charge an annual fee, I would assume. And I'd have to ask my colleagues from the bench what would be the correct wording in there.
Well, either do what the commissioner said or else insert the word before fee on line 11, annual.
Yeah.
And annual, change 8 a.m. That would do the trick on the choice.
Yes.
A question through the chair to Mr. Hall, perhaps. Was it anticipated that there be an annual fee?
Yes, and I think our understanding is that we enter into a new contract annually upon issuing the card. That was our impression from attorney's viewpoint.
Of course, the present language might preclude that. That would be a matter of interpretation of law. One more question, Mr. Chairman. What would that annual fee be projected to be, Mr. Hall?
The fees, I believe, that are being discussed in Alaska, $20 or less. Pop figure that there is a $20 annual fee. American Express, I believe, is a $3 fee. The Seattle Bank's charged, as of last week, Seattle First National Bank, $10, Rainier Bank is $12. We have not established a fee structure yet, but my understanding is no more than $20.
Hope to keep it as low as possible.
I think the marketplace will do that, as a matter of fact. If you have a card that is too high priced, people will not accept it. They'll go to a lower priced card because whether you have a Visa or a MasterCard is immaterial in the marketplace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's called a high cost of doing business, isn't it, Mr. Hall?
Senator, that's right.
High cost of money.
Would you like to?
Mr. Chairman, just briefly, just to for the record, my name is Wes Kleiner, representing the Alaska Bankers Association. And the Bankers Association have reviewed the legislation. We have no objection to it at all. In fact, they support the bill.
Thank you. We'll move this one out, individual recommendation. Okay, we have before us now House Bill 729. Mr. Peacekeeper, do you want to?
Look at all those smiling fat bankers.
I haven't had a vote yet.
I'm Vice Chairman of the State Arts Council, and therefore I'm very interested in this legislation. Several years ago, the legislature did set up a law whereby 1% of the cost of public buildings would be for art. And we were very pleased with this. And through the years of working with this, we find that we need we very much need this other piece of legislation that's before you. Mainly the fact that if there is a variance on a building, that money should go in a fund, that therefore the State Arts Council then could use this fund to take care of some of these buildings that existed before the original bill on it. And there, I must say, there are a lot of these older buildings that need a facelifting. So we urge you to pass it so that we do have the money to be able to do something about the older buildings. Thank you. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Any questions?
I don't have any. I think Commissioner Ward and Connie, I haven't really studied all this. He said money not used for art at a particular project should go to the Art Council, but then it should be accumulated under an account belonging to the department or division which contributed it. Are you familiar with his letter of March 13th?
Yes, I understand that there was a change in the House bill, and this was due to this.
Okay.
And, of course, I argued a little bit about that. I liked the way it was in the first place, whereby we can use it in any of the public buildings. And if you'll notice, in Anchorage, this has certainly worked, because some of our buildings are pretty ugly. And the new hotel up there that has jade steps, all aspects can look to this building and say, you know, this is what art can do in a building. So we can't put jade steps in the old buildings from this fund, but we would hope this would go back to the State Arts Council and all public buildings would then have a chance to have something hung in there or set in some way to make it a more pleasant surrounding. I don't know. The Senate version of this included the thing that Bob Ward had put in?
We have the House bill before
yeah.
us. It came
mm-hmm.
across, so we yeah. have the House bill before us.
I think that Darcy, being our staff person in the Arts Council on Visual Arts, can probably get into more technicalities with you than I can. I was just delighted to see this come up and the fact that we were going to have a fund, hopefully, that we could do something with the other buildings.
Any other questions?
No questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris?
I'm Chris Darcy, Visual Arts Director for the State Council, and I have primary responsibility for the management of the Percent for Art program and was largely responsible for its introduction in the House. One of the situations that this bill addresses is what is to be done with the Percent for Art money set aside in those facilities which are granted exemptions or variances from the statute. The logistics and the procedures for the granting of those variances and the ultimate disposition of those dollars has been a problem. The Council on the Arts has been in a position of recommending to the Department of Transportation whether or not a building should or should not have artwork. The commissioner then may consider or not consider the council's recommendation. And in several instances, the council has felt that artwork should indeed be placed at a facility. DOT has not, and there's been kind of a face-off. Ultimately, that 1%, which by the intent of the statute should have gone to the artists of the state, went into concrete. And it's this factor that we are very concerned about. And in fact, the artists are very concerned about. Finally, this law, and now it's been in effect for 5 years, has gotten to the point where you can be a full-time artist in our state, and I think that's a very important aspect of it. We are really interested in seeing the money that was intended for art and for artwork be used for just that, and that's really the philosophy behind the introduction of the bill. I know I met with Senator Mulcahy and his staff earlier, and we had discussed a number of ambiguities in the wording of the law, so that I'm not really sure whether it needs to be redrafted at this time or whatever. But we definitely are in favor of the passage of this.
Thank you. I might just touch on that. There is some drafting problems. We'll check with Jack.
Did you talk to the chairman?
Yeah, we talked it over.
I have no questions.
Any other questions?
No questions.
Thank you, Chris.
Something I did want to provide to the committee were some copies of our newsletter and some copies of the notices that we do send out about these public art projects. Okay. Just so you might like to have them in your office in case you get questions about it.
Okay, I plan on holding this bill over until we can get it back to the drafters to take care of some technical problems, and then as I assured you, we'll contact you if any drafting changes, and we'll be bringing it back out, moving it out of committee probably early next week.
Do you happen to know Diane Lauber and Rick Lauber? I know that Mrs. Bootshever does.
Could you say the last name again?
Lauber, L-A-U-B-E-R. He's a very skilled lobbyist for the fisheries people. And his wife is, I guess, sort of artistic. She's a very pleasant lady. While you're here, maybe Mrs. Bootshever could take you over there, you know, by calling first and show you the original Ziegler that they have. It's lovely. It's lovely.
The last name is
L-O-B-E-R. How long are you going to be in town?
Unfortunately, I have to leave this evening.
Well, that is too bad, but I'm going to do subsequent trips.
I'll take a room.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sure that Diane would love to show it to you. She's very proud of
it. I thought we had the original Ziegler in this.
The autistic Ziegler.
So perhaps your father would quarrel.
No relation.
I think we can move SJR 68 out on individual recommendations.
All right. I got a little something I'll tell you. We're supposed to. Can I chat a minute?
You betcha.
Of course, everybody likes mail service, but you got to stop. You got to start economizing someplace. And I personally don't mind if I don't get any damn mail on Saturday. And furthermore, if they gave those people one day extra where they didn't have to work, maybe they could do better work in the other 5 days. I'm not so sure that I favor this resolution. I'm going to be in no rush.
I intend to share some of the biggest concerns. As someone pointed out, the one way to get the government off your back is get your hand out of their pocket. And I think...
I'm serious, Pat.
I agree with you. I'm willing to make sacrifices. I hope every Alaskan, every American is, to one, to balance the budget.
I wonder if I think I'll be a do-not pass anymore.
You know,
my office mails me 3 times a week. My personal mail, a dividend check occasionally, I wish it were more often, a Forbes, Time, and what have you. And I got on April 15th, this is first class mail, air mail. We've got 4, 5, 6 flights a day back before Ketchikan. And you know,